So my question was this.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to be, at some point during the day, it's going to be about 68 degrees.
I was going to come in here and tell you that, exactly.
Right. So 24 hours later, it's going to be 30 degrees or more, less than that. It'll be in the low to mid-30s by within a 24-hour period.
Is that what makes you sick?
But
that's my question.
I don't think
and
so.
John knows this stuff more than anybody I know.
No, I don't. What?
Do weather changes, temperature changes like that make you more susceptible to sickness?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I mean, how can you have that if you have the Swedes and the Nordic people who go in and they get into a really steaming hot room where they're taking a steam, and then they go out and flop in the snow? How does that, you know, it doesn't follow to me that extreme. And that, to me, isn't that much of an extreme. You know, out in Kansas right now, in Centralia, I kind of check on them, they're going to be down around zero tonight, and they've
right.
got snow, probably 4 to 7 inches of snow. Which, in a way, I kind of wish I was out there in my tent on my farm, just because there's something about that when you tough out weather like that and just kind of, you know.
Have a big old fire going?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, that's
Man, we just
ideal.
Did it over the last week.
Survive. But even, you know, the deer season's closed, of course, but that when you're out there like that and you're stranded, you can almost justify doing some things that you wouldn't normally do.